Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you on a Tuesday. Now, there's been a lot of discussion recently about the Trump administration's boat strikes, specifically with a recent one that some said included a, quote, double tap strike, meaning striking twice in the same place, killing survivors or responders. And a lot of questions here about the legality of those actions and what actually happened. So joining us now is retired Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS national security consultant. And Colonel McCausland, thank you for joining us today. I know everyone has a lot of questions surrounding this incident.
Very confusing one from the onset, beginning with the fact that many people had argued from the very beginning of these strikes back in early September that they lacked a basic legality because obviously we're going after criminals, those who are smuggling narcotics, but we had never ever called them, if you will, enemy combatants or people who are trying to take down the government of the United States.
What you know, or what I should say is, what do you know about this strike and then the follow-up strike that is known as a double tap strike?
What we know is that the Secretary of Defense authorized these attacks to occur, and we've conducted about 21, about 80 people have in fact been killed. We don't have the specifics of the exact executive order he issued. There's been some suggestion that he ordered that the attacks occur and that everyone aboard the ships be killed. That is not clear whether or not it was described in that particular fashion. On this particular strike, as you suggested, there was an initial strike on the craft, which basically sunk the vessel. There were then perceived on video two people who were clinging to wreckage. A second strike was ordered, and they were killed in the process. The question is, who conducted that second order to conduct the second strike? There has been some suggestion that Mr. Hegseth himself was monitoring the strike on a video and may have issued that order himself. There have been other suggestions. This is the one the administration and Secretary of Defense Hegseth are supporting, that in fact that second strike order was issued by Admiral Bradley, Commander of Special Operations Command, who is the commander of the overall operation.
So is this, and if that is what happened, that you've got this boat that was struck by a missile, and then you have survivors hanging off the side of the boat, and then another strike comes in intentionally. Is that a war crime?
Well, let's put it off to one side, whether the strike itself overall was legal. Let's accept that, though. Again, there's never been a presentation of the legal analysis. The administration says they have to substantiate the attacks to begin with. But let's accept that was legal. The second strike would be, to my mind, an illegal order that would have to be analyzed and interpreted by judge advocate generals in hearings and investigations. Why is that the case? Because under the law of land warfare, and if we're now calling these people enemy combatants who are conducting war against the United States, they need to be treated in that fashion. You can't kill an enemy soldier who is no longer resisting, who is defenseless, okay? This was the case when I commanded a battalion in the Gulf War, and we took thousands of prisoners but they were prisoners who had surrendered, put down their weapons. They posed no threat to our forces, and therefore, obviously, anybody who did harm to them could be prosecuted under the UCMJ, and we have seen cases in Iraq and Afghanistan where that occurred. Well, clearly, it seems to me, at least, guys clinging to wreckage after a naval strike would, in fact, be in that position. Defenseless survivors posing no particular threat, clearly, to the aircraft or any American ship that was anywhere in the area, and therefore killing them or ordering them to be killed would be in legal order, subject to the UCMJ as a war crime.
Now, I know that there's some uncertainty, like you said, whether Hegseth knew there were survivors before the second strike or whether the military simply believed that the follow-up strike was necessary to carry out the initial order. How much does that matter when we're looking at culpability of, for instance, Pete Hegseth?
Well, when you start off with, again, looking at the exact order, did the order say kill everyone aboard? If that was the case, I would call that an illegal order. And I would call the execution of that order by the Admiral, Admiral Baker, to be, you know, carrying out an illegal order. In an odd way, this harkens back to the controversy of last week, which was, of course, the six members of Congress, Democrat members of Congress, who did a video basically saying soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are not required to follow illegal orders, which is straight out of the UCMJ. We brief soldiers on that all the time. You are required to go through a briefing on that before you deploy to a combat zone. And we did this every time when I went off on those deployments. So, in fact, Baker would be held accountable for executing an illegal order. But Hegseth could be accountable if he specifically said kill everyone for issuing an illegal order.
Yeah, it's confusing, too, because, like you said, these strikes have been going on. There were issues last week. And back in October, there was a strike that had survivors, but the military, I believe, rescued those men and sent them back to their home countries. Is that correct?
That is correct. What's odd about that, which kind of undermines the overall argument that these are actually, you know, enemy combatants who threaten the United States, that they were both released to their home countries. Oh, by the way, neither of them were Venezuelan. One was Colombian, as I recall, and one was from Ecuador. I don't recall in the war on terrorism in Afghanistan or Iraq when we captured a member of the Taliban or we captured a member of Al-Qaeda or whatever, that we immediately then released him or back to his host organization. And we captured lots of them, again, under the terms where they had been defeated in battle, they had surrendered, they posed no threat to our forces, and so doing them any harm would be considered illegal and in violation of the laws of land warfare. Now, quickly, we don't do that just out of decency and morality. Part of the reason you do that, and part of the reason we subscribe to those laws, is reciprocity. We want to make sure that if our soldiers were captured, let's say we get into a conflict with Venezuela, that when our soldiers are captured and they are no longer able to defend themselves, they would not be harmed either.
Yeah, I think that is a very important point that a lot of people hear may not be understanding, that we've got listeners who will say, hey, that's, you know, we're trying to send a message, so you have to do that. Well, that puts our service members in jeopardy, does it not?
Exactly right. And furthermore, if you want to extrapolate this, first of all, these are, I would call them criminals and not enemy combatants. They don't seek to bring down the United States of America. They want the United States to economically prosper because we'll buy more narcotics. Unlike Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other groups like that, who really, from their ideology, really threatened the United States of America. They wanted to bring the country down. That was their political objective. Narco-terrorists don't have that particular objective at all. Second of all, I've talked to people conducting operations, and we've done it for years, intercepting those boats, arresting these people, and prosecuting them for their crimes. And I've talked to Coast Guard officers who told me about one out of five times when we stopped a vessel, we found it didn't have narcotics aboard. So there's a real concern, you know, you're dealing with the argument that's being made by the administration, and implicitly or explicitly, that we have 100% exact intelligence all the time about every vessel. They could be correct, but it would seem to me, based on the fact that they are criminals and not combatants, interception is a wiser policy, and second of all, then provides you intelligence about the larger narco-terrorist network, because the guy driving the boat is basically an Uber driver. He's not exactly the kingpin of the operation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, and some Republicans even in Congress are speaking out. The Representative Mike Turner of Ohio, who is also a former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, was on CBS's Face the Nation. And he said that the strikes were, quote, completely outside of anything that has been discussed with Congress when it came to the nature of these strikes. And I know that there are those in Congress who are feeling frustrated that they've either been misled by the Trump administration and the Secretary of Defense when it comes to exactly how these strikes are being handled. What can Congress do now?
What can Congress do is exactly what they're doing. And we have now a bipartisan demand by the House Armed Services Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee of both Republicans and Democrats demanding investigation, demanding hearings. My understanding, Baker, the admiral, is going to report to the these committees for testimony on Thursday of this week. There have been demands that the Secretary of State, also appear, and the committees have demanded, you know, a copy of all the videos showing whether or not these two-tap strikes occurred, were there survivors that were visible, and second of all, the executive order that was, in fact, issued by the Department of Defense that was, you know, the overall authority for the conduct of the operation.
So what is the likelihood of any sort of, if it is found to be that this was illegal, that these strikes are illegal, who does anything about it? I mean, is it even possible now at this point?
Yeah, there could be, you know, an investigation if a violation of the law of land warfare or even a war crime or even accusation of murder. Well, Baker could be seen before, you know, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, some kind of military investigation, military legal action. Hegseth, of course, is a civilian. Could he be prosecuted in a civil court? Perhaps. I'm a little unclear of that legally. Number one. Number two, the more important point is he serves at the wishes of the President of the United States. Now, Mr. Trump initially said he didn't know anything about a second strike, but then where did this authorization begin? Well, it began with the President of the United States. And therefore, what does Mr. Trump do in this particular regard? Does he stand behind the Secretary of Defense, in which case does he endorse these type of operations and even these two-tap strikes? Or does he find Mr. Hegseth accountable and question, frankly, his continued service as Secretary of Defense?
Man, when you saw the video from the group of about six Democrats who just reminded the military that they don't have to obey illegal orders, what did you make of that video, of the video itself being put out, of the message, of how it was received? What were your thoughts?
Well, you can argue whether that was appropriate or not. And you'll find people who thought it was totally inappropriate, but it certainly was not illegal. So when the administration came back and said, oh, this was sedition and the president threatened to hang him and said George Washington would, I would say that was a bit over the top, to say the least. Them doing the video and putting it on whatever they put it on, X, I believe, certainly could be considered to be over the top as well. But the nettle of the problem is what we're dealing with right now. The nettle of the problem is simply, are these particular strikes legal? And again, the administration says they have a legal finding by the Department of Justice, but they claim it's classified and they can't even share it with Congress. They can't even share it, they claim, with Republicans, for goodness sake. So it seems to me some degree of transparency that explains the legal foundations for this particular action, and then goes one step further, as has been done in the past, and seeks some kind of congressional action for an authorization to use military force in the conduct of these operations, as we did in Iraq, as we did in Afghanistan, would only be appropriate. And that would settle the problem on whether or not this is legal once and for all, because that seems to be the problem we're having right now with the two-tap strike, and that problem is going to continue, and I think until the administration either cease and desist these operations or, in fact, provides that kind of transparency to the Congress and to the American people.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, retired. We appreciate you, as always, talking with us on this show. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Jeff McCausland, CBS National Security Consultant, with us on KMOX. We do appreciate you being a part of the show as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.